Bill Panos, the director of the North Dakota Department of Transportation, today on the program. Bill, how are you?
I'm well, Scott. Thanks for having me.
How's things going in your new gig?
It's good. What a great level of effort across the state from our DOT team and from the entire state team. We're working very, very hard, especially during the pandemic, to make sure that we're providing the services that the citizens need across the state.
The DMV are three letters often associated with, you know, a groan or just hassles or whatever. I know that's not just a North Dakota thing. I hear it more probably from Minnesota folks, but is that just a product of a challenging thing when you're dealing with that many different people and titles and tabs and everything else? I mean, does DMV generally, you know, bring something of a customer service groan?
I don't think it brings necessarily a groan. We get as much accolades, I think, as we get groans. I mean, I think that it's hard to go into DMV, especially in the winter, and you have to go to get your vehicle titled or get your registration done or get a driver's license. But we're making it as easy as we can, particularly now that we are moving through this pandemic and smart restarting across the state. We are making it as easy as we can for our citizens everywhere throughout North Dakota.
One of the issues that I've detected when, you know, questions come up from time to time is that the DOT operation in Bismarck, which is a DOT operation, is generally, you know, better than average. You know, you hear good things more often than bad things about the work that is done there and the efficiency and how you're in and out. The exception seems to be at locations that are not official DOT locations, but rather contract, you know, locations. How do you ensure the same customer experience at a contract facility as you get at a state-run facility?
You know, these the contracted motor vehicle service offices or our branch offices that are out in the field were developed in the 1980s and designed to be able to provide services to rural communities and to provide services in areas of urban areas that needed more services than the state employees could provide. And in fact, it gave us a way of providing services without state employees, having contractors do it for us. They receive exactly the same training and the same procedures and programs as any other state employee that's working in a motor vehicle or driver's license service office. In fact, even more now since in the last few months and certainly since COVID, they've received more and more training, and we're working with them. I'm on a call with them actually every week now. Never had that before where we were communicating that much, that frequently. And I'm only one of maybe a half a dozen interactions that they have with our staff in any given week, just about training and just about processing and making sure that we're providing the best services that we can for our customers.
So if you were to compare Bismarck and Fargo as far as the amount of customer service complaints, concerns, whatever, however people talk to a supervisor, send a note in after, what would the tally look like between the two?
It's about the same across the state. I mean, we have a lot of positives. Folks really hear about the negatives. They focus on the negatives, but we hear a lot of positives. And when we hear a negative, we're on it. You know, we get right on to it. We talk to the individual, and we usually get it resolved that day. In fact, I don't think a day goes by that something doesn't even trickle up to my level. We have staff dedicated to take care of that person's problem, and it gets taken care of that day.
So I was at the DMV the other day in Fargo, and this is sort of what prompted this conversation because in addition to the calls that had come earlier, I'd called in and do I need an appointment, do I not? You don't. Okay, all right, I'm going to come in. But I'm coming in, and it's one customer per person inside, and so there's a bit of a log jam outside, and there's someone with a clipboard outside. And the person with the clipboard is like, okay, what do you need? And two individuals ahead of me had situations where they needed appointments. One of them was a tab situation, and another one was a license plate for a motorcycle. And the date that they were given was like, you know, I forget what, December or something. It was way, way out, you know, like they didn't. The person having the clipboard said, I don't have any dates right now for the thing. You're going to have to be further out, so we'll have to, you know, call you back or whatever. And it didn't work. The guy on the motorcycle is like, hey, I'm going to South Dakota. They require a plate. I know, you know, North Dakota doesn't, but South Dakota does, and you can't tell me when I can, you know, have an appointment. And the other fellow, same thing. Hey, you're going to be traveling? Like, what do I do? So why the backlog on appointments? What's going on there?
Oh, well, just think about it. We shut down for a lot of appointments at the beginning of COVID. And in fact, right now we're working through 17, almost 18,000 driver's license renewals and 45,000 motor vehicle registrations that had not occurred because of COVID. And we're actually clipping along at a record level pace because we're using appointments. Before COVID, about 500 a week we could process through. Today, about 5,000 a week we can process through. It's remarkable how much volume is now moving through the motor vehicle and driver's license services. We're also improving our call centers. We're improving our online experience. And so right now, we're operating by appointment only. Now, can you come in and walk in? Sure. But think about it like a dentist's office or a doctor's office. Having an appointment is a good thing. You come in, you come out, it's efficient, it's quick, and you're out of there. We're ready for you. They're ready for, you know, the client is ready, and we take care of them. When you walk in, you're going to wait a while, or they're going to be asked, do you need a renewal? And it might be that your renewal doesn't have to happen right then because an executive order waives it for, you know, until August 31st or something like that. And so we are doing our best to not only manage all of the work that's coming in and doing it at a record pace, but also trying to manage these backlogs, get through COVID, and sort of have a smart restart. The last thing I wanted to mention about this, we are trying to protect our employees and protect the public. So social distancing, using a mask, having an appointment, all of these things help us to do that better.
Is this, you obviously got a big backlog. You got to get through the backlog. Totally get that. Once you get there, do you, you know, what's the DMV experience in North Dakota going to look like? Is it going to be more appointments? Is it going to be different than it was pre-COVID? What, give us a little sense of that.
Yeah, the appointment system has worked extremely well for us, better than we thought. And it's increased our efficiency of our staff, reduced our time customers have to spend with us. And in addition, I think you're going to see more online services, more kiosks. We've ordered about 50 interactive kiosks, so it's like an ATM machine where you could do both motor vehicle and driver's license services 24/7 at these kiosk locations. You're going to see more of that and more tools. Our customers are actually helping us identify tools that are helpful to them and convenient to them, and we're taking all of that in. The last thing I wanted to mention about that is that you're going to see an integrated motor vehicle and driver's license service experience. So when we talk about a kiosk or we talk about online or even appointment systems and some of those contracted motor vehicle services offices, they're going to start doing driver's license as well. So you're going to be able to do both things in the same location.
Terry is on the road and has a question for Bill Panos from the North Dakota DOT. Go ahead, Terry.
Yes, I know of two instances where two customers had appointments and they were told to wait in their car until they got a call. Well, 20 minutes later, they didn't get a call, so they both walked up to the door and people with no appointment were walking straight in. And then they said that they would have to reschedule an appointment.
Do you know where that was, Terry?
It had to be last week.
Where, though?
Monday. Bismarck.
In Bismarck. Okay, hang on one sec. We'll give Bill a chance to answer that on the other side of the break here. Rick and Minot behind him. Others waiting to weigh in with your questions. One more segment. We'll chat with Bill Panos, Director of the North Dakota Department of DOT, as we continue after this. Don't go away. So Terry's question was to wait time. Said he had a couple of folks that were, you know, told to wait in your car and will call you and didn't get a call and other people are going in. What's happening there?
So, Terry, thank you for the question. I really do appreciate it. When we first started doing Smart Restart, we tried a number of different techniques. Some worked, some didn't, to be able to protect both the citizens and our employees as we were bringing them back. We've adjusted many of those things. So today, if that same person came to Bismarck, they would be coming in. They would get screened as they came in. We would make sure that they weren't sick, that they had a proper mask. They would be sitting in an area where there was 6 foot of distance between them and somebody else, and they would likely be called in. So again, they may have experienced something early on as we started to reopen, and we're trying different things that not only our own team, but the health department and CDC teams, but also the citizens themselves had suggested to us. Some of them worked, some of them didn't. I think that was an experience from a few weeks ago.
All right, so in other words, that shouldn't happen.
Yeah, I mean, it may where we don't have enough room. One thing to keep in mind is Bismarck is rather large. Most of our contracted motor vehicle offices, most of our other offices are rather small, and we may ask people to either stand outside or space because we're trying to focus on social distancing, which is a really important part of the pandemic and the post-pandemic environment. So
Terry,
we may ask them to space.
Terry,
as they come and visit.
Thanks for the call, and sorry your friends had that experience. Another texter says, you're not answering the question about what do you need, what do you do if you need it now? You need your license or you need your registration on your vehicle because you're going to be leaving the state.
Sure. So they can call 1-800-855-633-6835. Again, that's 1-855-633-6835, or they can go online at www.dot.nd.gov, and either of those places, they can get an appointment, and in some cases, get an appointment the same day. If they've got an emergency and they need to come in right away, just let the folks know, either online or on that call. And we generally are accommodating those as much as possible. In fact, you know, again, when there are issues, when we can't accommodate something, it usually gets driven up right away to the management team, and they'll respond personally back to the person and get it resolved.
Wanda in Fargo, question for Bill.
So, I don't know.
Wanda, do you have a question for Bill?
Oh, I'm sorry, I do. So,
go ahead.
I have a son that lives in Minnesota. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Can you hear me, Scott? Okay.
Yep.
So my son lives in Minnesota for the summer, and he has a North Dakota driver's license, which is the one that you get before you're 21. So it's the long way. Now he's 26. It needs to be renewed, but he can't get it renewed because of the time waiting, and he can't get into a lot of places because he has an expired driver's license. So how does he go about doing that? He's 26 years old.
Okay. Is it... thank you for your question. I appreciate that. I think that if he could call the number that I just gave, the 1-855-633-6835, or the website www.nddot.nd.gov, if he calls the Bismarck office, just our DOT office, and asks for me, then I'll put him in touch with the right people, and we'll try and get it resolved for him in the best way possible, okay?
Thank you, Wanda. Appreciate it. Reckon why not quickly go ahead for Bill Panos with DOT in North Dakota.
Hey, Bill, I went to get a motorcycle license and was able to take the written test, pass the test, and came out and was told I could only get a permit and not able to take the driving test due to COVID, yet driving tests are being given in cars where you sit with people, but you can't stand outside and watch someone drive around a motorcycle course. Can you explain?
Sure. If you can, again, we can get it resolved for you. Just contact me at that number, 855-633-6835, or just call the DOT office, the main office in Bismarck, and ask for me, and we will get somebody in contact with you that can get you that done, okay?
Appreciate the call, Rick. Texter says, is Highway 36 ever going to get repaired? It's become so narrow, shoulders are gone, steep drop off at the edge, pavement badly broken up, and the road downright dangerous. Truckers turn off at Sterling or Steele and take 36 to 83 going north, so that makes it even worse.
So I just texted out to our chief engineer what's going on with Highway 36. Here's his text back. We have water near the edge in two spots on 36. That may be what they're referencing. And so we are working on all of our projects around the state. We have 120 projects active, about $400 million worth of work going on right now in all corners of the state. One of the things I've asked for in this year and the next few years' work is raising roads so we get them out of the water. And in doing so, we're going to have less and less problems like this. We have a state transportation improvement plan that we work on with the federal government. They actually pay half the bill for all of our road construction around the state.
Even better. Even better right there. Unfortunately, out of time. Have you back to talk more about road construction. Keep up the good work.